Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
David Gray is coming back to Ireland. Good afternoon, David Gray.
Hello there, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm wondering, have we got an insatiable appetite for you, or have you got an insatiable appetite for us?
Well, it's a mix of the two. I think we've had a brilliant year. The shows have been amazing, better than I would have even hoped. So there's definitely a still a hunger for tickets out there, which we're seeing everywhere that we're playing. So I think we just like to go again and do it again. So it'll be a pleasure to bring the whole story back again next summer, which is the plan.
Yeah. So Cork, the Marquee in Cork, 13th and 14th of June. The SSE Arena in Belfast on the 16th and then the 17th. Fairview Park in Dublin. And you're just fresh from Electric Picnic. How was that for you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm fresh from it. It just happened. I worked the crowd, the young folk. It was amazing. We dodged the rain until the last 5 minutes. That was remarkable. Yeah. And I think that, yeah, that it was a... When you look out on that many people singing along, it's something quite different. You have to kind of file it in a separate subsection of playing live. It's its own thing. It was amazing. We had an amazing response and we were all completely buzzed after that.
Yeah. And is there a different part of your brain that you store that memory? Because it could get to you, couldn't it?
Yeah, I can't find anything these days. So it's in there. I know it happened. It's in there somewhere. Yeah. I'll have a rummage. I'm sure I've stored it well.
And then Belfast, you were there on Sunday night and you said, did you say happy birthday to Van on stage, Van Morrison?
I said happy birthday to him personally. Actually,
did you indeed?
Because he was playing just down the road and it was all set up between the tour managers. Dave's a big fan. Could he come and say hi? I've never met Van. And he had the good grace to meet me and have a little chat. And I wished him happy birthday and thanked him for all the great music. And he was very charming. So not only did I wish him happy birthday from the stage and at the Electric Picnic too, which was his actual birthday. I doubled down on Van's
Brilliant.
80th.
And was he aware of who you are, David?
Well, I don't think he had a clue. No, he definitely knows who I am. Of course he does. Yeah.
What a back catalogue, you and him. But like, genie, like 1964 was his first hit. It's
amazing,
I think, isn't it?
Yeah, he's some guy, and he's carried his vision for us through the years. A thing that only he could dream that we've all had to catch up with, and now we're so grateful for what he's made. Amazing music over the years, and he is a total one-off.
Yeah, and would you have a favourite of his? Or?
Yeah, so many. I mean, obviously, I love those early albums very, very much. Astral Weeks is a big favourite, Veedam Fleece. St Dominic's Preview is also a massive favourite. So Moon Dance Record too. Yeah. So, I mean, just so many incredible tracks. He was doing something that no one else was doing and no one else has managed to do since, I don't think. Yeah. So there have been a few imitators, but you can't really get close to Van.
No.
His feel for music and soul. And
yes.
The sort of spirituality.
And jazz as well. Like, you know, it's
yeah, just... he's got such a profound, deep knowledge and feel for music. And such a natural, he just takes it all in and recycles it in this new way, which somehow has this sort of poetic Celtic sensibility thrown on top.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of mystical form that he created at his finest moment.
It's special, yeah. Jenny, my wife and I went to see you when you were here, the second concert, the second Three Arena concert, and you looked like you were having the time of your life. It was brilliant, brilliant concert. And that was the one after the one, you know, the rowdy one.
That's right. Are you going to bring that one up again?
No, but I haven't spoken to you since, David, you know, so I have to do the catch up. Anyway, the night we were there, the bar was closed when you came on. And I think that's as it should be. I think that's as it should be.
I think people just stack up the drinks anyway. They bring these sort of super pints in, and I'll have four of those. That should see me through the show. It makes very little material difference, I think, what happens. But it certainly was more like a normal show, the second one, and we had a wonderful time.
Yeah. And it's Clune every time. Like, you are great, and you have a great stage presence. But obviously that people look at Clune because it's not the traditional setup of a band. He's there to decide as opposed to at the back.
There's nothing traditional about Clune. No, however you encounter him. So yeah, he's a wonderful person, a magnetic presence to watch.
Yeah.
His love for what he does is he gives 100% at every single moment, whether he's playing a tambourine, hitting a hammer, a hi-hat, or shaking an egg, playing Please Forgive Me, it doesn't make any difference. He's basically at 100%. And that's why I was just late for this call with you, Ray, which I do apologize, because Clune was mid drum take for me. We've got him in the studio today, so we're actually doing some new stuff.
Ah, great.
And he's come up with a beautiful little rhythm on a song I've been trying to crack for about a year and a half. So we were just starting to make some progress, and I forgot where we were, because I myself was hypnotized by the magnetic presence that is Clune.
Well, I'm not going to stand in the way of genius now. Clune's genius. And there's an intensity about his playing, even for the what appears to be the easy stuff. There's an intensity about him.
Absolutely. He's intense whatever he does, whether he's ordering Chinese takeaway or getting a cab. It's all done at the absolute maximum velocity.
but it's great that you're back together. I know, because you're apart, and that's part of it. Is it for you? Is it? Is that the reason you're going again? Because
we've put this thing together. It took a lot of work to get everybody into shape on such a massive catalogue that we're shifting around each night. So it's like 60, 70 songs that we've got coming out, at various points. So having all that in the locker, everyone's enjoyed it so much. That's the reason we're doing it again. And there's a big demand for tickets. So I think that this album's been very well received. The tour's been phenomenally well received. So we enjoyed it so much. I can finish my new record and then come back for more fun next summer. It's the perfect combo.
Yeah. Just tell us about, because I've always had this on my list of questions, and I don't think I ever got to it. Your involvement with Curlew Action. No, because when the night we were there was an opportunity. Was it on our ticket or something? Or was there a QR code to donate to Curlew Action?
Right, the Curlews are struggling. It's a majestic, charismatic bird that's being sort of unfortunately suffering a terrible time at the moment. It's just the pressure on landscape and the changes of our natural environment, how all our sort of man-made impacts, forestry and sort of food waste, climate change, all these things are helping predators and not helping curlews, and they're losing a lot of their breeding habitat. Yes, it's a passion of mine. I mean, for curlew, just read The Natural World. It's the curlew is like a totem species that represents the wild places and the things that we're losing. So that's something I'm deeply passionate about.
This is a terrible secretary. You're like a migrating a bird as well, because you're going to the southern hemisphere for winter. I see you're touring Australia.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to have I'm very excited about that tour. I mean, again, just like the rest of this tour, the ticket sales have been phenomenal. Yeah. So I'm actually playing a matinee performance on the final day of the tour. We're doing two shows in one day. It's like the old Elvis days,
Clune. That's not fair on Clune. I'm sorry. That's
well, we'll see what happens to me. This will be his last day, so he can take 6 months off after that.
Right. So he's there in the studio now waiting for you to go back and finish off that track with his amazing...
I can hear him drumming away. He's doing the rhythm. He's still doing it. They're on take 13 at the moment.
Right. So this will be the follow-up to Dear Life. And so you've loads of new songs, have you?
I have, yeah. I mean, Dear Life was just the first crop of what was a massive amount of music that I wrote in this burst of creativity towards the end of COVID. But I've also added some more now. I mean, we're living in a different world since I made Dear Life, and that has to be reflected in any music I put out. So the songs I'm writing now have a bit more of an
political
edge to
bent,
them, I would say.
Yeah,
they've got a sense of urgency, given the current political situation. Mm.
Yeah, and there was a moment there about 10 years ago we thought that we were living in this, you know, heading towards peaceful world. It's my birthday this Friday when tickets go on sale. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I saw him in King John's Castle. He's a brilliant singer. My favourite song is This Year's Love, says that person. So there's pre-sales, Spotify pre-sales, there's fan pre-sales. Anyway, they all go then, whatever's left on Friday morning.
That's right. Yeah, that's the big day. It's all very complicated these days, Ray. You know, I'm not really the person to ask. I'm glad you've got the info.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't exactly precise there, but anyway, Friday's the day. So Marquee twice in June, 13th, 14th, then up to Belfast, and then Fairview Park in Dublin, 17th of June. The past and present world tour. David, great talking to you. Back to studio you go. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you, Ray.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.